Brian Sikma from Media Trackers. Good morning. How are you, Brian?
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for having me on. Doing well this morning.
Well, let's talk about this because if this is true, it is radioactive. Your story alleges that the gay partner of State Representative Mark Pocan, who I guess is Mark Pocan would consider him his husband, had threatened and harassed another gay Republican operative via text message. This would be the GOP operative who again was allegedly badly beaten last week. So tell me a little bit about the story.
Well, you know, last week it was quite a shocking development when we found out that Kyle Wood, who is a gay Republican and works for Chad Lee's campaign there in Madison, Chad's running for Congress to replace Tammy Baldwin, and of course his Democratic opponent, is Mark Pocan. And Mark is a well-known Democratic state lawmaker, has been around for several years, very influential. And when the incident came out, I mean, it was just shocking to see that someone would actually go to the extent of beating a Republican up and beating a gay person up, really, for their political views. And so we began to do some investigating, and we came across, a source gave us text message transcripts purportedly showing that Philip Frank, who is the husband of Mark Pocan, threatening and harassing Kyle Wood, who was the beating victim last Wednesday, several days before the beating, telling him that as a gay person, he should be supporting the gay candidate for Congress and should be supporting his fellow Democrats. Of course, when I saw this, the chat transcript and the text messages going back and forth, it was shocking, to say the least. And
okay.
So we went through.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, go through some of the things that are in these transcripts.
Well, I mean, you know, some of them aren't even fit to be read over the radio, so you have
right.
to go to MediaTracker.org to read them. But you have the individual here. You have Philip Frank calling Wood, threatening him and telling him that there won't be anyone to help you when we're done with you. They're also telling him that you're a marked man, that there's an October surprise coming. And then there's another interesting
one. Go F yourself, traitor. There won't be anyone willing
yes.
to do for you when we're done with you. You are an effing coward, and when your time comes, and it will, you will die miserable, alone, and hopeless.
Yes, and then there's also the fact that Frank threatens to release Kyle Wood's medical records. Now, how he intends to do that is not clear, but releasing medical records without the consent of an individual violates federal laws. And so that's a federal law violation. He's threatening to release these supposedly medical records to embarrass him for some reason or another. The messages also contain racially charged statements calling candidate Chad Lee's wife all kinds of racial slurs and suggesting that she should basically go back to where she came from. Just shocking information. So we went through and began to look at Philip Frank's record, and he is an individual who does have a history of violence. You know, years ago, he got in trouble twice with beating someone up because he was, you know, for some reason or another, disagreed with them. And we went through and we began to vet the veracity of these text messages, and we began to talk to sources. We gave several individuals the opportunity to tell us not to publish them if they weren't completely accurate, but you know, I feel very confident that based upon what our sources have told us, these text messages purportedly from Philip Frank do show a shocking pattern of behavior of politically motivated hate, motivated and targeting towards someone who was unfortunately beaten several days after the text message exchange. Now, of course, we're not saying that anyone is responsible for this. That's not what's taking place here, but it is unfortunate that we've gone just from the rhetoric, which is shocking because it comes from the spouse of the candidate, to then someone goes out and actually carries out.
Well, yeah, and as you report.